Welcome to Cutting It Straight, where the issues and concerns of our times are examined in the light of the Word of God.
And greetings, everyone, and welcome once again to Cutting It Straight, the program that examines real-life topics in light of the Word of God. I'm your host, Doug Proietti, and with me again is Pastor Bruce David Bell of Berean Bible Fellowship. As always, great to have you, Pastor Bruce.
And thank you for having me again.
All right. Well, I'm going to start off this program by saying what's already been said, and that is the book of Revelation gives us the sequence of future events. However, people are afraid of or avoid reading the book of Revelation. The graphic events written in it are just too far-fetched for them. To them, it's confusing and difficult to understand, or simply cannot be understood in 2018. How do you respond to those claims?
Well, the Word of God in the book of Revelation, the Lord tells us that he wants us to understand what has been written there. And it has been written so that we might be encouraged by those things. So though it is difficult and it is challenging, once we understand it, it will provide hope and comfort for us, knowing that God's plan is being brought to fruition. It's being brought to a conclusion on this earth and will result in the reign of Jesus Christ forever.
So you're saying it's really nothing to be afraid of?
I would say that the book is really a mixture of comfort. We look forward to the time when our Savior will come and he will rule and reign forever. But at the same time, there is a sense of a bitterness, a sense where we know that because of the things that will happen, there will be many people who will be in punishment and in pain forever. So it's a combination. Like I said, it's a bittersweet time when we read the book. Yeah.
And why is it so difficult to understand, or people claim it's so difficult to understand?
The images that we are given, the pictures, don't always portray the physical images that we see. Sometimes they have a spiritual meaning, and that is difficult to discern sometimes. Though I would say, given the time and the study, we can understand much of it.
I know there are some groups that claim that it's all allegory. How would you respond to that?
I would say that many people decide that that they would like to make those pictures into allegories, but that is a very dangerous thing to do and should not be done unless the Lord specifically tells us that it's an allegory. In this case, it's not. Again, they are pictures of real events that will take place on this earth and in heaven.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people are fascinated with the future and what it holds for mankind. They have sort of this Star Trek mentality that given enough time, man will solve his own problems, or someday all our problems will be solved with the right people in control. But the Bible doesn't lay out that kind of scenario.
No.
In fact, the world is in for a rude awakening.
Yes.
With that said, what events are next according to God's plan?
According to the book of Revelation, we are in what you might call the church age, the age of grace, the time when those who belong to Jesus Christ are still on this earth. The next event on God's calendar will be to take those who belong to him to heaven. And once we are gone, there will unfold a series of events which are called the tribulation. It will last 7 years. It will be a horrific time. There will be opportunities for those to come to Christ, but many will not. That will culminate in the physical return of Jesus Christ to this earth to reign and rule for 1,000 years. Those who belong to him will be with him.
So you're speaking of the rapture, correct?
Yes, some people call it the rapture, which is a Latin word, which actually means to snatch or to take away. So it would probably be more accurate to say the church will be snatched away from this earth and leave a situation that will cause people to cry out in pain, though many of them will not come to Christ.
Mm-hmm. So people will be left behind. What kind of worlds are they going to be left with?
I would say, first of all, forget the idea, the movies, the TV shows that depict these events. This is Hollywood's picture, and the Bible does not line up with what Hollywood has decided to portray. Though I will tell you, the events will take many forms, famine and hunger and death and violence and natural disasters. We see in Revelation a whole list of things that will occur. But remember, the idea is for people to turn from their sin and to turn to Christ.
And God has been very patient.
In Revelation, over and over again, he sends witnesses. He sends birds. He sends people. He sends disasters with the thought, come to me, turn to me, and be saved. Yet people, we are told, will curse God rather than turn to him. But the book of Revelation, you know, as you read it, you see that, again, as you pointed out, his patience, that he desires for people to come to him.
He's not willing that any should perish.
That is right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, many will not come to repentance.
And according to Revelation, many will continue to curse him, even as these things unfold.
And that's not what you said before, what TVs portray. You know, everything's going to work out in the end, but that's not what what Revelation teaches or the rest of the Bible.
Well, in the end, Jesus Christ will rule forever. After the 1,000-year reign on earth, there will be another rebellion, but it will result in an eternity where those who belong to him will be with him forever. Those who have rejected him will be in torment forever. Mm-hmm. So there is a conclusion. It does work out, and ultimately, Jesus Christ will rule. And that is what the book is really about. I know we focus on the events, we focus on all of the horrible things that happen, but remember how the book of Revelation starts. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is a book that shows him for who he really is, in his glory, in his majesty, and all of heaven and all of earth will fall down and worship before him.
Mm-hmm. So you could say that all the after the snatching away, all the judgment, God is still wanting people to come to him.
There will be opportunity during this tribulation for people to come to him, yet we're told there will be great persecution against those who will turn to Christ, and many will be killed as a result of that.
It's gonna cost you your head, possibly.
Yes. It'll cost you your life. Yes, that is true.
Yeah, so better to come to Christ now.
Yeah. Yes, better to come to Christ now.
And to escape the wrath to come.
Yes.
And just, it's mind-boggling. What is it going to take for people to wake up and to salvation in Jesus Christ?
Ultimately, it will take the Lord opening the eyes of people, and he can do that in a number of different ways.
Right.
Sometimes our circumstances will cause us to turn to him, to turn to his word, and then he will reveal himself to us through his word, and we will see that in the end, everything is going to work out okay.
Right.
We're on the winning team. But what is it going to take? What I think is important for those of us who belong to Jesus Christ is to realize the urgency of the situation. Many times those who don't belong to Jesus see us and they wonder why we're so nonchalant, almost as if we don't believe that these things are about to take place.
Right.
I think if we were more serious about what we know is going to happen, perhaps that would cause them to want to find out more about what is to come.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I wanted to go next is, how should we as born-again followers of Christ respond to the revelation that we have been given?
We're told that we should respond with joy, with hope, and with comfort. Remember, when Revelation was written, it was written to seven groups of believers in Asia Minor who were under severe persecution. The idea was to encourage them that though things looked like they were getting worse, and they did get worse, eventually they would get better, and in the end they would be vindicated.
And other than that, what should we be doing?
We should know the Word of God. We should take the time to find out what the Bible teaches, which includes the book of Revelation. And then we should be able to articulate it and explain it, perhaps not all of it, but we should be able to explain the truth of the Word of God so that people have a clear understanding of where this world is headed.
Now, Jesus, he repeated a phrase. He said, "Be not deceived." What are some of the deceptive devices that are headed our way?
Well, first of all, I would say that the deception that I see for us as believers is the lack of urgency, and I mentioned that already, almost a complacency in our lives.
Right.
That is a deception. Now, if we had that sense of urgency, perhaps that would change not only the way we think, but the things that we do, and would change our priorities. As far as the world is concerned, the deception is things will continue on as they've always continued on, and things may get worse, but they'll get better at some point. So it's the idea that a decision doesn't need to be made. That's what the enemy wants everyone to think. You really don't need to make a decision. Things are going to work out in the end.
Yeah, that's quite a deception.
That is quite a deception.
You know, when
yes.
people feel comfortable and feel they don't need to do anything.
Or sometimes people feel, well, maybe I should make a decision, but not right now. And so it's the idea that maybe someday I'll make that decision for Christ, and that day may never come.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Yeah. You know, maybe someday I'll make that decision.
Right.
People without a relationship with Christ, how will they ever learn and receive the truth of God's word?
Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no way to understand the Word of God. The book of Revelation was not written for unbelievers. It was written to believers. So coming to Christ, having a relationship with Him, so that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, lives within you, is the only way to really understand. I would say, if you are at a place where you are looking and searching, cry out to the Lord. Ask Him to give you understanding. Ask Him to help you in your unbelief, so that you might truly come to Jesus and realize your need for a Savior.
And that's the only way our eyes are going to be open.
That is exactly
cry out to the Lord.
Yep, exactly.
Because I know a lot of people, that don't know the Lord, that they may read portions of the Book of Revelation. I've heard songs made of certain sections, which is just kind of mocking God. And it's a tragedy.
It is.
Because they don't really understand what's going on. How can we be both joyful, knowing that we're secure in Christ, yet knowing what's coming on the world?
I think we have to live with both of those feelings and emotions at the same time. The Apostle John, in the Book of Revelation, was told the words that he received would be sweet in his mouth, but would be bitter in his stomach. And that is sort of the place that we are at. We rejoice knowing that we'll be with the Lord, yet we're in tears for those who don't know Him and who don't want anything to do with salvation. I just think that's something we live with.
And that's why we do these broadcasts. We want to inform people and educate people.
Yes.
And what the Bible does teach or has to say about these issues. And all of our Cutting It Straight broadcasts are on our website. Just go to bbfva.org, click on the talk show tab, and there are several programs for you to watch. And all you have to do is click on the talk show tab, and you'll have it. So on behalf of Bruce David Bell and myself, my name is Doug Prietti, and we want to say goodbye and concluding another episode of Cutting It Straight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.